What did the West really look like in the 1800s? Was it really different, or how we perceive it today? This piece of art, labeled a Western landscape, is a beautiful painting depicting the stereotypical, but real, image of the 1800s Western United States. It was created by Albert Bierstadt, using the technique of oil on pre-primed linen. Bierstadt was born in Germany on January 7, 1830. He moved to the United States at the age of one. He attended multiple expeditions of the Western expansion, and although he was not the first artist to depict the wonders of the West, he certainly became the most renowned. In this magnificent piece, you see a bird, which appears to have just come out of its nest in the large tree on the right side. This bird is flying away from the viewer and towards the mountains. You see these geographical marvels in the background with snow-capped mountains in the far distance. You might find their summits to be at a high elevation, as there are a few clouds obscuring the sparse foliage on top of the foremost mound. There's a high waterfall, which seems to fall into a wide river that cuts through a forest and drains out into the still lake over which the bird is soaring. Mossy rocks surround the edge of this pool, and in the calm waters, you can faintly see the receding ground of the lake. This depiction of the West really gives a basis for most stereotypes of the area. I visualize the West as a mountainous place with proliferate animals and naturally occurring wonders. It really pinpoints an area with lots of majesty and makes you wonder why humans of present day are destroying nature with all its beauty and advantages.